It's estimated that about 70% of people would buy it if it were available now, and that's as much as we want. We don't want any more of the market than that. We should get the other 20% and give them, you know, what they want, you know. Then it becomes Darwinian, see who survives. I'd be quite happy to challenge him to a 10-year survival, you know, competition. I believe nobody in their right mind would prefer poisonous food to non-poison food. I mean, offer you an egg loaded with dildrin and an egg without it, what are you going to take? No, and they're being advised by people who don't care if they read the directions or not, you know. I listen to your own talkback programs, West Australian Radio. I was sitting in a car park chewing on a commercial pasty the other day, you know, sort of cursing my isolation. And I heard some guy on a radio talkback program advising some poor wretch to pour dildrin around his rose arbor post. And he said he'd tried that, he'd done it double strength, and he'd done it full strength. And would that be enough? And the guy said, yeah, that'll probably do the job. Probably do the job for the whole of the water supply under this city too, which is already done to San Francisco's water supply. You can't pump from any bore in the San Francisco region or in New Jersey or New Hampshire because they're all totally polluted with 86 organic chlorines from agriculture. And they're going to be there, they figure, for 400 years. So I don't know if you've looked at your bores in West Australia. There were guys piling dieldrin down around their posts and you know, your own radio station telling them to do it. I would bet you're in at least as bad a position as San Francisco. I bet your water table's loaded to the nines with this stuff. Yeah, it's possible for us to set up food analysis laboratories ourselves, and I think it's safer to do so. And I know very good analysts will come across because I know analysts who found high levels of DDT in cheese and wanted to announce it and have been sacked. Now we want all those analysts that have been sacked working for us. And I don't think anybody will use other services if we set them up because we're stupid enough to be honest.
In the metropolitan area here in Perth, for example, what poisons are there in fruit and vegetables?
Right. Well, you've got lots of use of dieldrin. You've had the heaviest use of DDT anywhere in Australia, and I think it's still legal. You've got probably about another 80 chemicals being used on your farms and on your food, and I've seen producers dipping the food in the cases before it goes to market in the chemical, not spraying the trees, dipping the case quantities of food. And I say, would you eat that stuff? And they say, not on your Nelly, we wouldn't. And I think Dennis McCarthy, who introduced me here, was working on a strawberry farm. Dennis, weren't you? Yeah, what did they put on? Something. DDT. They sprayed DDT on the day they sent the strawberries down to Perth, and Dennis was driving the truck, and they put it all on pallets and that, and he went down to the tip and tipped it. And then he went back and told the strawberry grower he just tipped all his strawberries off because he'd done an illegal thing, and it was illegal for him to have done that. But listen, that guy is probably picking up those punnets and actually dipping them in DDT solution so they're not going to get insects on the way to market. And that is typical behaviour, that's not atypical behaviour. All your spuds are riddled with stuff. You guys don't even know what you're getting because before the ag department will test potatoes, they peel them. That's true. Your ag department don't test unpeeled potatoes. Because they don't want to find out what's on the damn pill. They know what's on, they're recommending it, you know. What's on it, Dennis? Deal with something else and something else. There's three things on your spuds that I know about. There's probably 10. I only come over here every 2 or 3 years and it's the same old hair-raising stories, you know. You hear about 2 days and you can find out practically anything you want to know. But I mean, we're personally involved sometimes with growers. What's the stuff that apricots get, brown rot in the middle? I don't know what the chemical is you spray for that. That's what they dip them in before they sell them to you. So you get them just nicely charged. They won't rot for months. Neither will you.